It seems to me that all of the issues concerning education as we approach this election are the same issues that have been with us through every election that I can recall. Crowded classrooms, the need for teacher insurance of some sort, and of course low salaries. Does this mean that once again we see education in Arkansas become a political football? And given the present course of education, can we expect the least interested or the least qualified person to end up teaching in our schools?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think, for example, we've got a lot of new issues. I've never heard the class size issue debated as fully and forcefully and as sophisticated a manner as this year. For example, we now understand, having had a series of hearings around the state, that the people of our state basically want their children to get a far firmer grasp on the fundamentals of learning. And common sense will tell you, if a child doesn't learn to read, write, think, and talk by the time he or she gets out of the third grade, it's going to be very difficult for the ninth grade science teacher, for example, to teach that. We're talking about standardized testing, holding students and teachers accountable. I've tried to say that I think it should be done in the early years, to use those standardized tests as a diagnostic tool. It's very difficult to hold a 12th grade teacher accountable, for example, based on the student's scores in her class, if you don't know what the students could do when they got to the 11th grade, or when they left the
11th grade. Let me interrupt you here just for a minute, though. What I think I'm groping for, are we seeing education become the convenient issue in this campaign?
Oh, I don't think so, because many other things have been discussed, and I presume we'll discuss other things here today, but I really don't see how you can minimize the importance of education in a state that has the next to the lowest per capita income, that has a lot of problems that are associated with the inability of young people to function in society. If you look at the correlations between states with higher incomes and all of the factors, the only thing that bears out almost every time is the level of education. So I really believe it's not just a convenient political football. I think that people should know that everybody's going to say they're for the teachers and everybody's for education. It's like being for apple pie. So you need to look behind those generalized statements. But it's a very significant issue and one that's legitimate to debate in depth in the campaign.
Thank you, Mark.